It's my great pleasure to welcome each and every one of you here today for our second Father-Son Yom Iyun of the day, of the year. And Mirtz Hashem, there should be many of these events to bring Kiddush Hashem. One of the greatest moments that I and many of the fathers have each and every week is being able to give our children brachos on Friday night. Mirtz Hashem, Erechasina, each and every seminal moment requires that a parent goes over and gives their child a bracha. Of course, from this week's parsha, Yisimcha Elokim Ke'efrayim U'Kemenashe V'Kemenashe, that we give that bracha to our children, similar to the way Yaakov gave it to his grandchildren. And everybody asks the question, why was this bracha selected as the bracha that we continually give to our children today, as opposed to all of the other brachas that Yaakov actually gave, not just to his grandchildren, but to his biological children? And there are numerous answers given. But I think for today, the appropriate answer is that Ephraim and Manasseh were unique, because they were the first ones who weren't raised, the first Jewish children that weren't raised in Eretz Yisrael, but that they were raised in the Gullus, they were raised in the decadent society of Mitzrayim, where all the culture was going against them, and yet, as Yosef brought them to Yaakov and showed them that they're still Erlich Yidden, they're still people who are going in the ways of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they're still learning Torah, and that was significant. And that's the bracha that we give each and every one of our children Friday night, that even as we go through the years of the Gullus, we hope that they maintain this path that has been forged all the way back to our avos, continuing on to our children. And I think that there are two ways that we're going to fuse right now in terms of framing today, in which we can maintain the path that Yaakov gave over to his grandchildren and that we continue to give over to our children. Number one, there's no greater way to keep that Besorah, the tradition, than the power of a father learning together with a son. Baruch Hashem, I just spoke this past week at an Avos Ubanim program, and I said for 19 consecutive years I went with my children on every Motzei Shabbos, with the exception when I was out of town. I never missed one. And it was the hope and the dream that through the learning that we had together, me and my children, that they would hopefully continue in that path. That's number one. But there's a second trick to continue, not trick, there's a second key approach to maintaining our path, our tradition in this Gullus. And I want to frame the day that we picked this selection of a day of focusing on one's health, whether it's physical health, mental health, all kinds of different issues in health. And it's based on a Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam tells us there are only two people who are healthy. The same two people. One person is doing it, he's getting schar up in Shemayim, and another one, he's just a healthy person. One person goes to the gym each and every day and makes sure he does his calisthenics, he works out for Coach Steinmetz, and he's in good shape. No schar. But another person is doing the same exact thing, gets a ton of schar for it. Why? What's the difference between these two people? One does it just to be physical, but the other one is doing it, as the Rambam writes, because in each and every way I know you, Hashem, and that I take that physical aspect of my life and I recognize that that's part and parcel of my service to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that that's part of my religion, is making sure that I am healthy. To be unhealthy is not a Jewish concept. My brother, who we're very close, but pretty different hashkafically, once came over to me, and he was very bothered. He says, I don't understand these people, some people, again. Said, the one hand, they're sitting and learning Torah all day, but on the other hand, they don't watch their physical health whatsoever. And I said to him, he's right. I said, part of being an Eved Hashem, part and parcel of the service that we have towards the Kaddish Baruch Hu, is recognizing that our physical health is part of our service to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's part of what we do to get close to the Borei Olam. And that's what we're trying to do today. Take the lessons of Talmud Torah, fathers learning with sons, taking the idea that in the Gullus, everything that we do, even those physical activities, which appear to be galusdik activities, even those could be merged and utilized for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if one has that mindset, that everything that he does, whether it's eating, drinking, sleeping, that's part and parcel of his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the key to the success of our Mesorah, of our tradition. A couple of things about today. I just want to thank the sponsors, the Adlers, who in memory of Edward Adler, who gave his life to save another, the Rosenbergs, who in memory of Pesha Sarah Bas Naftali Chaim, the Papilsky Mishpacha, in memory of Paulette Papilsky, the Shafrans, in honor of the administration of Rebbeim, who are the heart and soul of DRS, Mrs. Davis, in memory of Miriam Davis Kessler, the Spodek family, in honor of Rabbi Kamenetsky, the Hillison family, in memory of George and Ruth Hillison, and Joseph and Florence Delman, and there are four that are in the Shurim, which we'll read about in the Shurim. Main Kamachain Torah, we couldn't have done it without the people who generously sponsored today. In terms of the Seder Hayom, as soon as we finish davening, the fathers are invited to breakfast in both, right up the stairs, in the computer room and in the library. The kids will have the breakfast in their usual rooms. In terms of the, you'll get a paper on the way out, and you received in the email with this flyer with all the Shurim. Let me just explain. There are two Shurim. The first one is an elective, which is optional. You could pick any of the Shurim for you guys on the right-hand side of the column. That's what we call the varsity Shurim. Those are the 10 Shurim being given by the junior and senior Rebbeim. One exception, Dr. Broder is also giving a Shurim meditation. That's not on the list, but that's going to be given in the basement, in B3. You could pick any of those Shurim except for the Shir from your Rebbe. After a half an hour, there's a break, a five-minute break, and then you will go to the Shir from your Rebbe, where there will be also a Chafrusa component that the Rebbe will give the Shir, and you have an opportunity to hear from your son's Rebbe. And on the way out, you can take a sheet. We have them on those desks, and you can pick the Shir, pick your Rebbe from last year, pick just a topic that you find interesting, and we hope that everybody enjoys the day. Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, Od Yalut HaSel Hashem.